Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Jay Myers back on the show. Jay is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a couple of books, including Keep Swinging and Hitting the Curveballs, which the first one I know was an award-winning book, and the second one, I'm pretty sure, is now out in a couple of different versions, a couple of different formats. He's a small business owner, just like you, just like me, and we always benefit from his perspectives. Jay Myers, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you back, as always. Okay, so you got some things on your mind. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, Jim, one of the things in the new book, Hitting the Curveballs, that we talk about, you know, as you go along the business and have some success like we've had with Interactive Solutions, and had a lot of fun with the technology and growing the business and making a few bucks along the way, it occurs to me that one of the things that's worked for us that has really been beneficial is along the way we've been very grateful for the success, but also looked at the balance of your professional life, not just investing everything in your business, but looking at your community and looking at things that you can do to not just have your business be successful, but also significant. And up in Memphis in particular, where my home office is and where the business started and all, is that it's interesting in Memphis that the whole nature of giving back to the community is in the DNA of Memphis. I think one of the most recent statistics has us in the top five, two or three, maybe whatever, of the most giving cities in the United States, but in the population per 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you have a community that is doing that on a daily basis, you feel like with Interactive Solutions, we need to do that as well. And we have felt very obligated to do it through the years. In the new book, we talk about a number of things that we have done in terms of trying to make the business and have the business be significant rather than just successful.
All right. And I like the way you said it, to be significant, not just to be successful. So you're saying that congratulations, if you're successful, you're profitable, you've been able to sustain your business, you're growing, you're not as much in jeopardy as you probably once was, and you've got some ability to sustain yourself. But what are you doing with that? Is it all about you, or are you doing anything to make it all about somebody else? Is that what you're saying?
Well, one of the things we have, Jim, and it's a good question, is that we have a program called ISI Gives Back that actually was, conceived by my wife, Maureen, that the concept behind ISI Gives Back is for the company to be engaged in the community, but not by the Maureen and Jay show of, whatever we come up with, a charity that, you know, you can, writing a check is easy, okay? But
right,
having the ability to, to look at the employees and what is driving their passion, what is in their heart of what they would like us to invest in. And it can be all kinds of things. We have done things with, you know, the simple things like donating some technology and installing it for schools and smart boards and these sort of things. But let me give you something, I think, a little more provocative and a little more ongoing. We have a program that we have sponsored in Memphis called Education That Works. And basically what it involves is having a sponsorship of an inner-city high school student, Catholic High School.
Right.
This young man comes to work at our business, at Interactive Solutions, every week, gets off the bus, does the whole thing with, we put him to work, and he does a number of things. It's some pretty, just routine task of, we've got him out there scanning files to convert from paper to digital, you know, very routine-ish, mundane, but it's got to get done, right, in the case
right,
of all
right.
kinds of issues. But this young man comes in every week. He's around a successful business. He sees the way we're working and teamwork. We've also put them in a build room to have us help put together some of our systems and our carts and our monitors and all these things.
But he sees people showing up every day, putting one foot in front of the other to build success, and he gets to witness that.
Well, he gets to witness that. And here's the other thing, too. It's interesting. This is stupid simple for your listeners, but he understands the value of showing up to work on time. Mm-hmm. I mean, excuse me, that can't be dismissed, right? That's showing up to work on time.
Yeah.
He's got a shirt and tie on. You know, he's professional. And when you look at it, when this young man graduates, and by the way, we're very proud of our student. This last month, he was voted intern of the month at Catholic High School. It was really neat to see that in the recognition. There's dozens of these students, 50, 60, 80 of them around Memphis. But here's the thing, Jim. He gets also a chance. We write the check to Catholic High School. He gets a college prep-style education. Otherwise, his parents, they can't afford it. And you sit there and look about, you know, success.
What if every small business adopted a kid like that?
It would be wonderful to give a young man a chance to do something he otherwise could not do. excuse me, that's the key. Something else, too, though, you know, when you look at for things that you and I might be involved in, some things where business acumen could be beneficial. Let me give you another example. The other example would be something we do with an incubator downtown Memphis, where the startup companies are reaching out. There's an organization called StartCo, and they are looking for mentors for start businesses. You remember those days, Jim, when you were just trying to go from a concept, and it's so gut-wrenching. You need to have some support. You need to have expertise. So we've reached out to these the StartCo people, and the mentoring is not just me, by the way. We're enlisting our team, our CFO, our VP of sales, our VP of engineering. Say, let's go help these guys, and let's give them a chance to do the All-American Success Story, to get an opportunity to take that business from a concept to a successful reality. And I think it's just so rewarding to, you know, how can you put a dollar figure on going to help a struggling business to get
the business on the ground? It's not just about the money, folks. And, you know, Jay, what you're telling us, and by the way, nothing you're telling me surprises me about you that you guys are doing this. I know that's the kind of people you are, but I want to thank you for that. I want to congratulate you on it. But the thing is this is what I talk about, Jay. This is what I mean when I talk about values. When I talk about demonstrating your values, and it makes you, not only is it the right thing to do, folks, what Jay's talking about, it's not only the right thing to do, it's good business as well. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Jay Myers. Don't forget, his new book is called Hitting the Curveballs. And he and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.